Our song this month is also dedicated to the holiday season. John Lennon's Happy Christmas.
On March the 20th, 1969, John Lennon married Yoko Ono, and the couple celebrated by spending a week in bed in the Amsterdam Hilton Hotel as a commercial for peace. 2 months later, they repeated the bed-in in the Queen Elizabeth Hotel in Montreal, Canada, recording Give Peace a Chance with various visitors. This was the year Lennon's name became synonymous with the Campaign for World Peace, when he also returned his MBE to the British government as a protest against its involvement in the Biafran War and its support of the US in Vietnam. The Lennons celebrated Christmas that year by erecting billboards in 11 cities throughout the world with the message, "War is over, if you want it. Happy Christmas from John and Yoko." 2 years later, John and Yoko put together the Plastic Ono Band and decided their first recording would be Happy Christmas, War is Over, a song they had written in a New York hotel room because John was sick of White Christmas. With the help of veteran producer Phil Spector and the Harlem Community Choir, the song was recorded at the Record Plant in one all-night and one afternoon session in October 1971. The song begins with Yoko and John whispering Happy Christmas to Kyoko and Julian, their children from previous marriages, and continues as a simple Christmas wish to all, regardless of age, the old and the young, health, for weak and for strong, wealth, for rich and the poor ones, or race, for black and for white, for yellow and red ones. It is, of course, an anti-war song, and in the first verse, after hoping everyone close to us, the near and the dear ones, the old and the young, has fun over the festive period, John wonders what has been achieved in the previous year. So this is Christmas, and what have you done? The message is that we can stop war if we really want to. War is over if you want it, and look forward to being unafraid, without any fear, in the new year. At the time, the song was not hugely successful in the American charts, and its UK release was delayed by 1 year as publishers Northern Songs, owning all the Beatles songs, refused to recognise Yoko Ono as a co-songwriter. It was re-released in 1980 after Lennon's death, when it became Britain's top-selling single of Christmas week. Interestingly, it never actually went to number one, as the charts at that time were not published in the final week of the year. Since then, there have been many cover versions by artists such as Celine Dion, The Corrs, and U2.